My last visit to New Mexico was 5 years ago for the to join in the celebration of the 20th anniversary of IRC. I'm very pleased to be able to participate in the 25th anniversary celebration. Since that time, the scope has broadened, but the mission remains. The central component, as they put it, is to make the United States a more responsible global partner and to engage citizens in that endeavor. Well, that task was urgent enough 5 years ago. Since then, the situation has become far worse. George Bush has, his administration, has succeeded in a few years in making the United States the most feared and often hated country in the world. Well, one reason for this, obvious, is the invasion of Iraq, which, against extraordinary international opposition, in fact, I can't think of a historical parallel to that. That, incidentally, includes the so-called coalition of the willing. At the summit meeting announcing the war, declaring the war virtually, George Bush and his, I'll say politely, associate Tony Blair were joined by Prime Minister Aznar of Spain to announce that the war was going to start in a couple of days. At that point, Aznar had support of 2% of the population of Spain for joining in the U.S.-British war. He was therefore hailed as a great leader of what was called New Europe, the grand hope for democracy. In fact, the performance about New Europe and Old Europe was a very enlightening one. There was a very sharp cry, you remember it, of course. New Europe were the good guys, the hope of the future, the leaders of the democratic crusade and so on. Old Europe were the bad guys, stuck in their old ways, don't have democratic credentials. The criterion to distinguish them was extremely sharp. Old Europe, bad guys, were the countries where the governments took the same position as the large majority of their population. New Europe were the countries like Spain, where the government overruled even larger majorities of their population, huge ones in the case of Spain and Italy, and followed orders from Crawford, Texas. They understood the nature of democracy. Perhaps the most extraordinary case was Turkey, which, to everyone's surprise, mine too, the government actually took the same position as 95% of the population and rejected Washington's orders. And they were bitterly condemned by the U.S. leadership, by intellectuals. Paul Wolfowitz, who's identified by the Washington Post as the what they call the idealist-in-chief leading the democracy crusade, he went so far as to berate the Turkish military because they didn't force the government to overrule 95% of the population and take their marching orders from the boss. And he ordered them to apologize to the United States for this and to make it clear that their task is to help America. Well, that performance was doubly interesting, first because it took place, and second because nobody seemed to notice it and what it meant and what it means about the elite conceptions of democracy. Shouldn't require any comment. What it means is democracy is fine as long as you do what we say. And we, of course, doesn't mean you and me or the people of the United States. It means the political and economic leadership. And that conception is so deeply ingrained that even in an incredible case like this, it literally can't be noticed. Well, one reason for deterioration in the position of the United States in the eyes of the world is, of course, the invasion of Iraq. For most of the world, that was the supreme international crime encompassing all the evil that follows. The wording of the Nuremberg judgment trying the Nazi criminals, including people like the Nazi foreign minister, von Ribbentrop, who was accused and then hanged, in fact, for such crimes as preparing the diplomatic background for Hitler's preemptive strike against Norway, which leave the consequences of the conclusion from that to you. The evil that followed increased the fear and the hatred. That's, first of all, the fate of Iraqis. The most probable estimate of deaths done in a careful study several months ago is about 100,000, mostly violent deaths since the U.S. invasion. The number of children suffering from acute malnutrition has doubled. It's now at the level of Burundi, lower than Haiti and Uganda. These matters were barely reported in the United States, and insofar as they were even mentioned, quickly dismissed. In England, there was enough of a response so that the British government had to release a pathetic and embarrassing answer. Here, not even that, and that's a rather important fact that has to be borne in mind for people here who care about their country.